it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I pulled out a t-shirt this morning. This is the honest truth. I can't tell because it's kind of dark in the room and right. I don't want to wake anybody up, right? So I go down to take a shower. And all of a sudden, I grab my shirt, slip it on. It says, Disney Dad.
Yeah.
You should have seen me. I ripped that shirt off. I will not wear this to work.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get it for free. We are there live, and you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Go listen to it if you miss anything on the program. Welcome to a Wednesday. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Have you heard from Jamie?
No. I'm keeping an eye on my phone. I haven't.
Well, me either. I don't know where she is. Oh, where are you? GC, did you see this? The forecast calling for maybe some snow?
Like, I think it's this weekend, right?
Monday.
Oh.
No, not the weekend.
Okay.
Not
okay.
The weekend. No. Don't scare people. No, it's coming up on Monday, it looks like.
Wow.
Maybe a flurry or two. Not like the shovels or anything.
Nothing major.
No, nothing major. Okay. But they're saying there could be some snow by Monday morning. Woo.
I'm not ready for it.
The first of the season.
Nope.
I don't think it's going to happen. Probably going to be rain for most of us, but maybe you see a little snowflake out there. It is the season, you know?
No, I'm not ready. I don't want it.
Yep. Well, I don't either. I don't like the shovel. I don't like the stuff that stays around for a long time. You know what I mean? When it gets all dirty and everything.
When it gets bitter cold.
The stuff that falls and then melts, it's great. But I don't know about the really cold stuff.
You get the dirty snow.
All right, we'll see what happens. Also, did you see the Mega Millions continues to grow?
Yeah, it's getting up there.
$680 million.
Woo.
Nobody won on Tuesday. That was last night, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody won last night, so it looks like it's going to roll over to $680 million for Friday's drawing. Man, I need that. Because this RV thing's going to cost me an arm and a leg.
I feel like you're dropping a lot of money.
I'm dropping a lot of money, man. You have no idea. I ran all day yesterday. If you don't know, I'm in the market for an RV. Now, I'm not there yet, but I'm getting very, very close. So I ran a lot of errands yesterday trying to get some paperwork done, get a cashier's check for a down payment, all this stuff together. But, man, oh, man, it starts to add up. You know how much they wanted yesterday? To have a notary to stamp my papers?
No.
$140.
Where'd you go?
I went to this little place down here down the street, and I found it online, but they wanted $140, so I left there and I went to Wells Fargo. Got it done for free.
Yeah, just to sign a piece of paper?
Yep. No.
And
they
stamp
have to
it?
Stamp it. They have to put that little logo thing on there.
Wow.
You know, the little contraption that they have? Yeah. So most places now charge for that, for the notary.
But $140?
Yep.
That seems insane.
I had 7 pages that had to be stamped.
Oh, my God.
So they wanted $20 a page.
Oh,
and
okay.
And I said, no, I'm going to move on. I'll take it to my neighborhood. Went to the Wells Fargo in my neighborhood, and boom, got her done. Done.
Dang.
All right, man, we're getting closer and closer to this parade on Saturday. This is going to be a big deal. Halloween on Broadway coming up this Saturday. We have a float. I just got the notification. Oh, there's Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
What you got there?
Oh, nothing.
You got
nothing.
A big box in your hands.
Nothing. No,
no.
Don't you worry.
All right. I'm not worried. I'm just saying. What you got there?
Nothing.
Anything for me?
Nothing.
stupid ass float.
I got a notification this morning that the spider web's on the way.
Good.
So we're looking at the spider webs.
Good.
You okay?
Yeah, just, you know, last night went through 17 years of Halloween crap for our kindergarten float.
And all you got, what's in that box there?
No. That's
you got
all
more in the car?
Yeah. Here, I'll show you what these are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she told me we got to unload it.
She's got a box this morning that, it's not a big box, but it's a box. So what else is in there?
We have to change all the batteries.
Oh, it's light up things, huh?
They're
eyes.
They're all eyes.
Right? They're eyes.
And you stick them.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What kind of batteries do they take?
They take double A.
Great. We got to get batteries.
A lot.
It's costing us a fortune. Oh, yeah. Barely. Yeah. That one's barely lighting up.
Yeah. So I have about 50 of those.
Got a box of those babies. Those will look good, though.
Yeah.
Put those inside our. Our little mesh webbing.
What did you do? You got some spider web.
Good for you.
You ordered something. Nice.
I don't have a lot in my house.
Nice. You ordered
something. Hey, look, everything's costing right now. This parade's costing us.
Listen, I'm already $250 in.
I know.
You're like $19 in with some spider web.
No. $13. $13.99 is what I'm doing right now.
I believe this is all your idea. And here's
the parade on Saturday is on Broadway.
Yeah.
And it starts at 5th, and it runs starting at 6 p.m. Saturday night. Yeah. We're in it for the first time. We got involved in this thing.
It's not the last time.
But we got involved in this thing, and we have to do our own float because everybody seems to be busy right now with the float world.
Who asked you? Not you. The rest of us. You ordered some spider web.
I'm there in spirit.
Yeah.
Spirit's what the season's all about, you know?
Yep.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. The float's become quite a tension around here.
It's fine.
The float. Maybe we should hire some people to do it.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you should.
We?
Hey, you go ahead and... Hey, I love your wee thing with you out, not even involved in anything.
My son, Frog, he's 7.
I know, he's so excited. Great, we're doing it all
for your kid.
I told my friend this yesterday. I was with her, and I'm like... We're doing this parade for a little kid. This is all this is about, is Frog. We're doing a parade for Frog, and we have to do all this work for this little kid.
I was going to say, every time I say we around Frog, he says, Dad, you got a mouse in your pocket? That's hysterical. Well, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. A mouse in your pocket.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. I was telling Carson a few minutes ago, Jamie, that there's a little bit of snow in the forecast for Monday morning.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
I guess over the weekend, though, the mountains are going to get it, too.
Oh, they are?
Yep.
They've been getting it, right?
Yeah.
I saw a couple of days ago, you were showing me those pictures up at the tunnel, and then there at the Loveland ski area. They got like 4 to 6 inches of snow.
Oh, they did?
So, yeah, they got quite a bit of snow up there.
Nice.
Hey, have you ever put one of those apps on your phone where it monitors your driving?
No.
I'm on the edge right now.
Why is that?
Well, because I had to put one on yesterday.
Why?
And so now I'm...
Wait, why? Why'd you have to?
Well, I got new insurance.
Oh.
I got away from Root.
Okay.
All right. Root doesn't know it yet.
Yeah. Okay.
But I went to get insurance for the RV.
Who'd you get it from now?
Well, hang on a second.
Oh, no.
I've never heard of these
people. Just got to look it up.
Yeah, hang on. Hang on.
Oh, no.
I got to pull it up here because you ever heard of National General? National General.
The General?
No.
No.
No, it's not the little green guy.
No, it's a spinoff of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Sounds legit, though. Yeah, National General.
Okay. Nope.
Man.
Never. That's.
So, but they require me to put the app on the phone and to run it for the next 6 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
So monitor my driving. Yeah, they gave me a certain rate, but it can come down by 20% if I stick to the rules.
Oh, but
don't run
what,
stop signs, things like that.
I'm sure they're used to this. At the beginning, I'm sure everybody's really tidy with their driving.
Yeah.
But then after that, you forget you have it installed.
Jamie, exactly. I'm on C-470 this morning. I didn't get over 40 miles per hour. It took me 2.5 hours to get to work today.
BJ, 10 and 2 the entire way.
Right, exactly.
I swear, I'm like a 90-year-old guy out there on the highway. Every blinker on. But I'm on the edge right now.
Nice. Yeah, but then you'll just forget yeah. about it. So it's part of Allstate. By the way, Allstate allegedly.
It is?
Yeah, it says the parent organization is Allstate.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's just what I'm saying.
I didn't even look into it.
By the way, my sister, she used to sell insurance, and I told you this, but they always said Allstate, the good hands people.
Yeah.
It means put all your money in our hands because we're the most expensive.
Yeah, my rate's not great.
No?
No. I have two cars and an RV now on the program. And so it jacked it up just
a
little bit.
Why don't you all, because like my son's on mine, and why don't you and Lisa all bundle? It's so much cheaper if you put everything under one umbrella.
We're trying to do that.
Yeah,
we're
trying to do that.
We're trying to do that with National General because, you know, the other place that I was at with the other two cars, I got nothing against them. They advertised, in fact. They've been a great company for me. That's Root. They've been really good, but they don't do RVs. They don't do boats. They don't do, I don't even think they do motorcycles. They just do cars.
You guys
so
should,
it forced me to leave.
What's Flo? Who's Flo with? What's it?
Progressive.
Yeah, they do yeah. RVs and everything. You should.
Oh, they
should,
do?
Yeah, you should bundle under there.
I got caught in a crunch yesterday.
I
didn't have time to do my research.
You don't even have it yet.
Well, no, it's ass backwards, okay? Because you've got to have all this stuff set up before the loan and everything goes through. It's all got to be verified.
Huh.
So all that has to be done beforehand.
Gotcha.
Yeah, which they kind of have you on that one.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm paying for something now that I don't even have and not even 100% sure that I'm going to get.
You
know? Well, I just don't know. I mean, until the paperwork's done.
Oh, I thought you said everything
just don't
was
know.
Approved and everything.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that was my day yesterday. Running errands.
Very nice.
Yeah, but I did see that snow in the forecast. Hopefully, it's a good little dusting on Monday. I hope.
Yep.
You sound exhausted. Are you exhausted because you're tired, or are you exhausted because of me already?
It's just a lot.
I'd like to know.
It's just a. Because like
people at home where I live, they're exhausted too.
It's just
it's a weird coincidence, isn't it?
It's like going
everywhere I go, people are exhausted. Like I don't understand.
Going through your insurance coverage and crap.
No, it's just that. It's just that. And you're right. I think for the first month when you have these apps on your phone that dictate your driving or whatever, I think you're on pins and needles.
Kind of scary.
And then all of a sudden you let the you let your guard down. And before you know it, I'm doing 95 in a school zone.
Yep. Next thing you know, you're Dale Earnhardt, but only alive.
All right, we'll take a break, dude. Sounds like everybody's over me right now. Not going so well.
No, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Oh,
it's fine.
Man, oh,
it's
man,
Wednesday.
Oh, man.
I mean,
do you see where our coach is fighting with Russell Wilson?
No.
Yeah,
what about?
They're in a battle with each other.
No.
I didn't know that. They hate each other.
Well, why would they even have anything to do with each other? All he does is get a paycheck.
Yeah, but when he was here, it was our coach that benched him because he didn't want him to get hurt so they could trade him, right?
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson thought that was fairly underhanded.
He had a problem with Russell's like diva attitude. Remember,
well,
he had his own office
and
all that.
Yeah, and his own trainer and all his own guru. Remember,
yeah,
he
exactly.
even had a guru.
Yeah, yeah. And he made a comment after Sunday's game because we played Russell Wilson's New York Giants, right? He made a comment, he being our coach. Sean Payton made a comment about how replacing Russell Wilson actually added a spark to that team.
Oh.
Threw some shade, for sure.
Little spark action. Yeah.
Oh,
pissed him off.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
and then
crazy.
And then Russell
now,
came
Russell's
back yesterday
back?
And said that our coach is classless.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, classless.
Yeah, classless.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. There's a lot I didn't know that happened last night.
Our coach doesn't wear the stupid Super Bowl shoes
that's
like
true.
You did.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, punk.
I had no idea this was all going on.
Oh, it's a big riff. That's all I got.
Okay.
Big riff.
All right.
Big riff over there at the Broncos place.
You guys, you know he had to hate. I'm talking about Russell Wilson. Had to hate that game on Sunday.
Oh.
Hate it. Like every second of it.
You had to stand on the sidelines.
Yep.
You've been benched. You come back to a town that basically told you to get the heck out of here. Still paying you a check.
Uh-huh.
So you got that in your back pocket. But for the most part, you had to sit there and just suck it up.
Well, and not only that, they must have such like hatred, or, you know, I don't know if they hate, but because this was where you were going to retire. This was where you were going to, like, make your mark. They bought that huge house. They bought stores. This was where they landed, and they were going to, like, make it big, and he was going to retire.
If you put a store in the airport,
right,
you think you're going to live there for the rest of your life. You don't put a store in the airport unless you think you're there forever.
Yeah,
right.
So that had to be
that
a hard
thing
day.
Closed up. Nobody ever went to that thing. Yeah. Every store they had closed up.
Oh my God, well, it was so expensive.
I wonder how much money they wasted.
And not only that, and not only was it expensive, it was like really fancy clothes.
Yeah,
in the
it was
airport.
That wife of his.
Fancy clothes in the airport.
That just doesn't match
right?
at all.
So weird.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next. Hang on.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God.
What's the matter?
Oh my God, you're going to be so excited. I know that you saw the Eagles at the Sphere and it was amazing.
I did.
Guess who's returning to the Sphere?
Eagles.
Nope.
Well, they are.
Kenny Chesney. And I know how much you love him.
Kenny Chesney at the Sphere?
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney?
Kenny Chesney.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's a country singer.
Yeah, I don't know much about Kenny.
He's
a little dude, isn't he?
He is a little skinny dude. He was married to Renee Zellinger for a while, and then she, for like a month, and then she filed for fraud.
She did?
And we are thinking it's because he might be a homosexual.
Fraud.
Yeah, because why else would you put fraud?
I don't know.
Yeah, so that was the rumor for years, is that why would you put fraud unless, you know, he likes men?
That makes sense.
Yeah. And then remember my friend Ryan, he used to be my producer, and he was gay, and he said that there's a known thing about blue chairs in Mexico or something. That means it's a gay-friendly bar. And then Kenny Chesney wrote a song about sitting in a blue chair in Mexico.
He did?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, come to think of it, last time I was in Mexico.
Did you sit in a blue chair?
I think I did. But I didn't know, JB. I didn't know.
And in fact, if you look at Kenny Chesney's announcement that he's going to be in the Sphere, Carson, tell him what's in the background.
A blue chair.
No.
Yep.
Right
no,
there on the
you
beach.
You can't do that, Kenny.
Yeah, so his announcement, he has a blue chair in the background. How weird is that?
Just a single blue chair.
Yep.
But he's owning it. Good for him.
But why doesn't he own it? But he's not owning it. He's just putting signs.
Like subliminal messages.
He's dropping Easter eggs.
Yeah. He can Easter egg all he wants.
But he's not saying it out loud.
Yeah. Is he good?
He's really good.
Is he good?
Yeah, I like him. Anyway,
he should be great at the Sphere then.
Yeah.
There's no concert you can see that's not good at the Sphere.
Well, it says he's returning, so he must have been
there.
Yeah,
my mother-in-law went to the first one.
Oh,
she said it was absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his. So he's going to be in Las Vegas June 19th, pretty much like 5 days in June, different days in June. All right, anyway. This is creepy.
You know, can I mention something there?
Yep.
With that Sphere?
Yeah.
How do they lose so much money?
I don't know. Light bulbs.
That is the craziest thing ever. You know, this place.
Have you ever bought light bulbs? They're expensive.
Yeah, they are.
They're very expensive.
Well, that makes sense, I guess. Yeah. There's a lot of light bulbs there.
Yeah, I don't know.
They lose like millions of dollars every year. It's been open for what, 3 years? They've lost every year.
I think it's, they paid these artists so much money to come there.
Yeah,
that, you know, I don't know if they turn around a profit because they pay him so much money just to be there, and then obviously the artist gets a cut.
Yeah.
You know,
and when you get inside the Sphere, it's not like you're at Mile High Stadium. You know, it's fairly limited when it comes to seating. Okay, mm-hmm. And I know they charge like $500, $600, $700 per ticket, but still, it takes a lot to pay for that place.
Yeah, so crazy though. I just feel bad for all those people that have houses kind of close to
it.
Oh
my gosh!
Yeah.
You got to get a blackout chance.
Oh, my God, for sure. Like, can you imagine sitting in your backyard? You have a fire pit, right? You've sat there back there for years, and, you know, you, your wife, glass of wine, and now there's a big smiley face looking at you.
Winking at you.
It's pretty massive.
It is huge. Hmm. All right, so anyway, this is creepy. Suzanne Somers' widow, Alan, everybody loved Alan when he was married to Suzanne Somers before she passed away. They were together for 800 years, and they were they seemed madly in love. They said that they had sex every day, all this stuff. Anyway, he developed an AI twin of her and her named her Suzanne AI Twin. Named the Suzanne AI Twin. Anyway, he talks about, is this him talking about it?
It asks her a question.
Oh, okay.
About what her favorite memory of them is.
Because he like loves this thing.
Yeah.
It's weird. All right, go ahead.
What's your favorite memory that we share?
Oh, there are so many. One of my favorites is when Alan and I were filming a cooking segment together a long time ago. We had a little mishap with the blender. Let's just say it didn't go as planned, and we ended up wearing more of the smoothie than we actually made. We laughed so hard, and it became a running joke in our house. It's those lighthearted moments that really bring us closer together.
That is super creepy.
Do you think if something happened to me, that Lisa would get a replica AI of BJ to put in the house that she could ask questions to, and I get to answer, like our favorite memories and
yeah,
whose turn it is to pick up the dog poop, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think she would. Wouldn't she?
She'd totally want you around.
I think she would forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just spend what $100,000 on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she would.
Yep,
you're her soulmate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just a question.
She'd totally want you around forever.
First of all,
when
you look at the picture, I don't think this thing actually looks like her.
Except for
the blonde hair.
That's it. It doesn't look like her. But what's weird is the AI model learned everything about her, and it can interact with Alan, which is super creepy. I mean, it had memories and everything. I don't know if I'd want that. I mean, he's like 89 years old. I think that's too much.
Yeah, I agree.
I know it's creepy. Misses her and stuff, but
it's a little creepy.
It is.
But you would think the likeness they could get, perfect.
You know how much I love Youngblood. Love that guy. Oh my God, I love Youngblood. I love all his music. I love everything about him. Well, anyway, he's hilarious. I guess when he was little, like, his grandma really helped to raise him, and his grandma lied to him all the time. Lied to him all the time. His whole, how my dad told me it was foggy outside?
Yeah.
And I believed it and I fought for it in second grade. It wasn't foggy, it was froggy.
Yeah.
Do you remember how my dad told me that my boogers, there were gold inside my nose?
Yeah.
And so I laid out all my boogers on a piece of tissue so it would turn into gold. And that was a lie.
Yeah.
So Youngblood had a grandma that just lied to him. And she told him that Rod Stewart was his grandpapa.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And Rod Stewart.
And he believed her the entire time, forever. All right, so here he is.
Me nan was always a very imaginative lady. Me nan would lie to me. She'd put me in a foot bath and lie to me and say that Rod Stewart was my grandfather. So up till about 9 years old, I thought Rod Stewart was my grand until I was in Asda, right? I was doing like the weekly shop with me nan.
Yeah.
And I remember by the checkout, I picked up a Rod Stewart CD.
That was granddad.
Yeah, and was like, proper like quivering lip, like, nan, when's granddad coming home?
Oh,
and everyone at the checkout started laughing at knowing that they'd caught my grandmother in a blatant lie.
And it might not be a lie.
No, and that was the day I found out that Rod Stewart was not, in fact, my grandfather.
Oh, great.
Way that's to how go, he found Grady. Out, and he was so crying. Bad. He picked up the CD crying. When am I going to see granddad? So I guess Rod Stewart heard the story about this happening, and now he calls him his little grandson.
So he has a relationship
just now.
Yeah.
Because he's heard the story. That's right. Yeah.
What so a great story.
I know, right? I love it when grandparents lie to you.
Yeah.
That one's a good one, by the way. Let's see here. Michael Jordan talks about how he hasn't played basketball in years, and he was at the Ryder Cup, and they asked him to do a free throw. Here he is.
I haven't picked up a ball in years. Like,
Seriously, it's the last time you picked up a basketball and shot it.
I was at the Ryder Cup, and I rented a house from the owner. He came over to do pictures. He had grandkids. Thank him for allowing me to stay in the house. And he had a basketball court. He says, I want you to shoot one free throw. I said, really? When I stepped up to shoot the free throw, it's the most nervous I've been in years.
Stop it.
And reason being is those kids heard the stories from the parents about what I did. So their expectation is 30 years prior, and I haven't touched the basketball.
I hope you swished it.
Absolutely.
What if he'd missed?
I know.
All those kids would be so disappointed, wouldn't they?
I know.
I would be.
It's weird how some people... I mean, here he is. He was the greatest basketball player, and he just doesn't even get out on the court at all.
Yeah,
and you know he has one at home.
Has to give it up.
He doesn't. But I'm shocked that he doesn't even go and shoot around.
Well, he doesn't have the urge.
Yeah, at all. That's really interesting because I mean, you know, he has a nice court, probably inside and outside, and he just doesn't even go out and shoot around. Oh my God, I'm so happy about my. Oh my God.
Who is it?
Oh my God, you don't even understand. You won't even understand this.
Probably not.
All right, I'll just say it to you and see if you can take it in.
Okay.
Kristen Cavallari and Lauren Conrad are friends.
Who?
Kristen Cavallari and Lauren Conrad are friends.
Now, Kristen, let me try to put this together.
Okay.
Was she the one that was married to Jay Cutler?
Very good.
At one time?
Very good, nice. Yes,
and then
indeed.
She became a lesbian?
She
is that her?
Became, she never became a lesbian.
Oh, I've got her confused with a lesbian, don't I?
She became pretty slutty.
Son of a gun. No. I had the first part of that right.
She dates a lot of men.
She
a
does?
Lot. Yeah. She gets around.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, and then Lauren Conrad. Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Okay, so they were on, was it The Hills, right?
Laguna Beach. That's
yeah,
like,
The Hills.
OG.
All they had a huge fight. They always fought. They were arch nemesis, and then they kept it off the reality show and continued not liking each other all these years.
Man, oh man!
All these years. So they just filmed a reunion, and after the reunion, they're friends.
They're besties again.
Yeah. Why did I think they were on The Hills?
I don't know. Weird. I think. Hold on. Yeah. All these shows really...
I feel like they were... Huh.
Kristen Cavallari was on it.
Yeah. Lauren wasn't? Anyway, they were arch nemesis.
Okay.
I mean, they hated each other. Two girls, they were young, they were hot. They hated each other. They took it out of the, like I said, the reality show, and then they hated each other forever, and then they just did a reunion show, and now they're, oh my God, they're about things.
This is great.
Isn't
this
it?
Is like
so
world
they were
peace.
Both on The Hills.
Okay.
Yeah. And Laguna Beach.
Okay. Oh, perfect. The world's good again.
Right?
Yeah.
It's weird because it doesn't say they were on The Hills on this. And I was like, I know they were on The Hills because I watched them. It was such good TV. One of the best reality shows ever made. The Hills.
Hmm.
You got nothing?
Well, I've never heard of it.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I don't know anything about it, but I'm sure it was fabulous.
It was huge on MTV.
It was so good. Yeah. It was so good.
Carson, did you watch?
Yeah, I did watch a little bit.
Everybody watched, except for you.
Except for BJ. I didn't watch The Hills.
No, you didn't watch The Hills.
I watched The Hillbillies once.
Oh, nice.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Right? All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ, Jamie.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Me Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. The Odyssey app is free, and we are there live, and you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock. Here at the Morning Show, BJ and Jamie, we are gearing up for the big parade on Saturday. We're going to be over on Broadway. Starts at 6 p.m. Invite everybody to come on out. We got candy. We have a float. We have some lights now that Jamie brought in some lighting. What kind of eyes are those?
Man,
are they
just
like bats?
I don't know. I don't know. Can I read you something?
Yeah.
I posted this last night.
All right.
I said, you guys, this is on our Facebook page. I said, you guys, the float is going to look like we're in kindergarten. Oh my God. You seriously have no idea. Flea market float coming your way Saturday evening.
Look, it's our first shot at this.
And I wrote, and then before that I wrote, when your partner in crime decides we should be in a freaking nighttime Halloween parade Saturday on Broadway.
Brilliant idea.
Zero financial support, just a, hey, let's do this.
No, I spent $14.
I'm digging out every old Halloween decoration for our half-ass float. Sometimes you just don't need this stress in your life. Build a float. It's like Build-A-Bear, but different.
As you can tell, we're not going into this with a positive attitude right now. So when you see us on Saturday night, you know, just wave and, hey, BJ and Jamie, we love you. Here's just some of any kind of little moral support will help.
Here's some of the comments.
Right now, it doesn't feel very exciting.
Here's some of the comments. Just put 6'7 on it and call it good. The young ones will think you guys are awesome. Remember, you know, that 6'7? All the kids are saying it.
Oh, yeah.
It's 6'7. Yeah. Oh. Somebody else wrote, and they say marriage is such a great institution.
What's that mean?
Because I said my partner in crime.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's the thought and the fun that matters. Oh,
yeah. It is. And I'm trying to have a positive attitude. Now, granted, I'm not spending a lot of money on this.
Or effort.
But I'm just saying, I'm trying to have a positive attitude, JB.
It'll be fine. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, it will.
You guys can pull this off. Have faith. You got this. I believe in you. We'll still love you. It goes on. Thank you for your support, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Yeah, the attitude right now is, I think it's more of a, we're a little scared because we want to look good, but we may not be able to pull it together by Saturday.
For me, it's more that I was in the basement digging out 17 years of Halloween crap that are all in tubs, you know?
And we really appreciate it.
And it's all been organized. It's all in tubs. It all says Halloween. And so I usually just grab one of the tubs down and like do the house and stuff, you know? But now this time I have to go through 10 of them because every year it was kind of a different theme. And so I think it was like me being up to my eyeballs in like Halloween stuff.
Of all these totes that you have, none of them said spiders.
There are some spiders. Yeah, I have some spiders.
Well, I know you've got them, but you had to go through everything in order to find the spiders, is my point.
Yeah, and I still can't find the biggest one. Yeah. So I'm wondering if I mislabeled it.
The big furry one?
The biggest one of all.
Yeah.
So
you can't find it?
No, I'm a little stressed out about it.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. See, you're taking your stress out on me.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, Jamie. Now we've nailed it.
It has nothing to do with the guy going, I need to do this parade for my kid, and then putting it on everybody else. It's not that.
Nothing to do with that, Jamie. It's got nothing to do with that. We finally reached what the problem is. Okay. Jamie's got a giant big fuzzy, okay? She can't find her big fuzzy.
Can't find it.
She's looking all over the place. It's added stress. So what do? You take that stress and you direct it at somebody. Yep. And I'm her closest buddy right here in the studio.
Yep.
So I'm the one's going to catch it. I fully understand.
I even lashed out at Carson last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Because of you.
What'd you do?
I just sent him a text. I said, I cannot find this effing spider. I'm over it. That's what I wrote.
Nobody I could tell wrote she was me. Frustrated.
I had a very pleasant evening. Nobody wrote me.
Yeah.
Why'd you keep me off that chain?
I don't know.
Were other things said that I don't need to hear?
Because you wouldn't even see it.
That is true.
No, I'd see it this morning. Yeah. I go to bed at 6:30.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be up all night.
It'll be exciting. It's going to be great.
We have candy. Now, there is something with this candy thing that's kind of bothering me because I got a phone call yesterday from Tricky Vicky.
Uh-huh.
She's our promotion chick back here. Tricky Vicky told me yesterday, or no, she's telling me about something else, and I changed the subject, and I said, hey, the candy. I said, what kind of candy we've got for passing out because we've got 70 pounds. She wouldn't tell me. She kept it. No, she goes, it's just candy. They'll love it. I said, no. Is it like Snickers?
Oh, no.
Is it like, you know, something Rolos? We love those. Mm-hmm. And she said, it's just candy.
Oh, I know what kind of candy she got.
So I don't know what we've got.
Remember, it's breath mints.
After dinner mints.
Yeah.
you get those really cheap over at Restaurant Depot.
The individual ones, the little white circle ones.
That's the red stripes.
Yeah, that's what we're handing out. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, everybody needs fresh breath.
They really do.
Okay, BJ and Jamie giving you fresh breath for the parade.
Or maybe we hand out those candy cigarettes. Parents love those.
You know, they've changed those.
They have?
Yeah, they turned them into what's called, I think they're called candy sticks.
Oh.
But they're the same thing. Frog got a box of them just a couple of days ago. And I said, what do you got there? Because I thought they were the candy cigarettes. And he showed them to me, and they look identical. Identical. They just changed the name.
Because at the Vail candy store, you can still buy them as cigarettes.
You can?
Yeah. Yeah, they puff out at the end. That's funny. They puff. Like, literally.
Those were awesome.
Right? Yeah, dude, they put a little puff at the end.
We need to get, like, a supply of those to hand. Yeah. That'd be a great idea.
Parents love them.
Parents would love us. We'd be remembered.
We would. Yeah.
All right, we're set. Well, we're not set, but
we're
ready. The parade is going to be Saturday. We will be down there. Should be a ton of fun. I think the parade route's like a mile long. It should be a lot of fun. I think they're expecting like 40,000 people.
Yeah, and if you want more details, it's the BroadwayHalloweenParade.com. Again, BroadwayHalloweenParade.com.
All right, so yesterday, Starbucks announced their Red Cup date.
Oh.
Are you familiar with the Red Cup? I'm not.
I'm not really. I know it's a thing. I know people are.
Huge.
Is it their Christmas cup? Yes. Is that what it is?
Yes. Okay. It's the reusable cup.
Yes. Okay. All right. This thing, according to the report I saw this morning, they announced November 13th so that everybody can make their plans around the Red Cup. Okay. They say it's the number one sales day for Starbucks.
I bet.
All year long, the Red Cup Day.
Red Cup.
It's a big deal.
What does it look like this year? Do we know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just saw a picture, but that picture could have been from years past.
Yeah, I don't think that's the real one that they're releasing this year.
And they only do red, I guess.
Yeah, it's Red Cup Day. I mean, it's
that's why they call it Red Cup Day.
It's a big deal.
That's why they call it Red Cup Day.
I got it.
They didn't. If it was like blue, they'd call it like Blue Cup Day.
Here's the deal. Jamie can't find her big furry. She's stressed. So she takes it out on me.
Oh, my God. I'm so stressed.
I'm a man.
You don't understand. These tubs are so heavy, and they're stacked all the way to the ceiling in the storage room at my house. So I'm on a ladder lifting up 30-pound tubs off the top. Oh, my God.
And BJ's just sitting at home.
Yeah, just chilling. Loving his life.
No, I was watching basketball. NBA kicked off last night. She's just taking it out on me. But see, I'm the kind of guy that will sit here and let her vent.
But see, the thing is, my son was the one that stacked them that high. You know, he's a young, strong, at the time, high schooler, and he stacked them all up. And now I'm this old, feeble lady trying to pull him off the top.
Why didn't you call me to come over?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday, October 22nd. We're just over a week away from Halloween, man. The kiddos are looking so forward to this. Get out there and trick or treat. I probably will get maybe 50 or 60 people at my house. It's going to be pretty busy over there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with the trick-or-treaters. Now, do you get a lot of treaters?
Oh, my God.
You do, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you. It's, see, you live in one of those neighborhoods they like to kind of transport to.
Yeah, it's nonstop. Yeah. It's literally nonstop. You can't even sit down. It's
no kidding.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, are you doing the bowl outside, or you're going to do it?
I love my neighborhood kids. I love all of them. And their parents. I give their parents, what's that? Not Red Bull. What's the shot? You know, it's like it comes this big. It's orange. Fireball.
Carson would
So I give out fireballs to all the parents.
Which is awesome. Fireball.
They're so excited. And some of them, they're so funny. They like down it real fast, and they're like, here, will you take it?
You didn't see anything.
Yeah. They give me the empty bottle because they don't want anybody to know. It's so fun.
I think you're going to see a lot of driveway parties this time because it is a Friday night.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not a school night. I think you're going to see a lot. I mean, every year in our neighborhood, we probably have 4 or 5 out of, 25 homes that will have driveway set up with a fire pit. The whole work's going on. I think you're going to see a lot of that this year.
Yeah, because it is Friday. That's
it
great
is
news.
Friday night. Woo, Friday night. Did you see this video of this preacher that's going viral? That asked for that money and shamed that lady and her kid?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right. There's a preacher in Michigan. And I guess he was requesting that everybody in the congregation give $2,000.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of money.
Or fundraise for $2,000.
Yeah. He.
For what? Were they building a new church or something?
Who knows? Yes. Who knows what he's going to use it for? Seems a little shyster to me.
A little Joel Olstein, maybe?
A lady walks up with her kid, and all she could put together was
$1,200. Oh, God.
And she gave the $1,200.
That's a lot of money.
And he blasts her for not having the full $2,000. She's not done her job.
Who'd he blast it to?
To her, to her face.
Oh, my God.
This video has gone everywhere yesterday. This preacher, he's going to have to get out of the business, I think. But how can you put a price on something like that when it's a donation, a gift, right? Tithing.
I mean, you're not supposed to have an amount, right? It's give what you can.
And her kid's standing right there as he's telling this lady, you got to come up with $800.
I, Roberta McCoy, give in faith and stand in unity with the vision of perfecting church of sowing this seed of $1,000 plus $235 and receiving the blessings to come to all that participated.
Now that's only $1,200.
Yes.
Y'all not listening to what I'm saying. If you have $1,000 plus $1,000.
Okay. Well, right. I'm gonna work on the other $800.
Well, that ain't what I asked you to do.
The whole church was giving. And it was our day of giving, and the whole church was coming, and we didn't want people standing, the mothers and all that, so I was calling.
Right, forget about his argument here. Is that wild?
Wait, I kind of want to hear what his excuse is. Oh, okay.
Let me start back over. Yeah, I didn't think you wanted to hear what the guy had to say, simply because
he's such a jerk.
He's a preacher. He's a preacher.
What did he mean? Like, we didn't want everybody standing there.
And she, you can see it in the video. This lady did all she could do to come up with $1,200, and she wanted the blessing for that, and blah, blah, blah. And he, well, that's not what I asked for.
I don't like him at all. I think everybody should leave his church.
He looks like, what's that guy's name? The Harvey with the big teeth?
Oh,
the guy?
Yeah.
He looks like that guy. Yeah. He does. Here he is.
I, Roberta McCoy, give in faith and stand in unity with the vision of perfecting church of sowing this seed of $1,000 plus $235
nice job,
and receiving the blessings to come to all that participate.
Now that's only $1,200.
Yes. Right, Steve Harvey.
Y'all not listening to what I'm saying. If you have $1,000 plus $1,000.
Okay. Well, right. I'm going to work on the other $800.
Well, that ain't what I asked you to do.
The whole church was giving, and it was our day of giving, and the whole church was coming, and we didn't want people standing, the mothers and all that, so I was calling them by increments. And we had someone that had given out of before, and I corrected it, and I told everybody to listen and come when you're called, and that's all that was.
Exactly.
What?
BS.
I don't know what you even said there, bub.
Because when he was talking up on stage, he said 1,000 plus 1,000.
This is kind of like me and you right now. Let me explain this, okay? Sure. This is like this float that we've been talking about this morning, right? This is like me asking you to go in there and go through all that stuff you have for Halloween, and then you came back and said, I can't find the big furry spider. And I say, well, you've not done enough. I need you to go back and find that furry spider, Jamie White.
Let me just for fun. Just for fun.
What?
I probably, like, if I was you, wouldn't talk about the parade much more because it's kind of a sore spot. But
just saying,
how much have you spent? How much have
$14. Okay. I told you.
All right. Well, I've spent $420.
Man, and we appreciate it. $420. See, it's like this right here.
Yeah, exactly.
She spent $400, and BJ's only given $14.
Yeah, just like that. I'll pray for you.
What a jerk. This preacher's out of business, man. He's got to be, right?
Have we seen any repercussions?
Nah,
have they said anything?
It just started circulating yesterday.
Speaking of church, I'm still kind of shocked that we don't see any kind of scandal about Joel Osteen. You know what I mean? I mean, that guy's a billionaire.
Here's the thing.
Off of God.
I see a lot of very scathing stuff about him.
Like when he wouldn't open up the church for the
victims that were, you know, was it a flood or
like
hurricane or something
that.
But even further than that, even further, like money laundering and all kinds of stuff. But the problem is, I just don't know what to believe.
I know.
It's the internet.
I know. So
I don't know. I see a lot of things that really blackball him. But I don't know if it's true or not.
But yeah, I've watched one of his sermons, and he's really good. I mean, he's really good at what he does.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he really delivers a great message. But I, every time he talks, I keep thinking, like, you're a billionaire off of God.
You know, he, like, behind that smile, that white smile of his, the perfect smile, there's something going on.
Yeah, because he's
just... And it's going to be massive.
He's just, like, laughing at us. Like, look at all you suckers giving me money because of God.
I'm doing this right in front of you, and you're just eating it up.
And that big world that spins around behind him. Yeah, that cost, you know.
You know that cost money.
Like $100,000
world. That's like the sphere. He's running like the sphere.
Exactly. It's on a remote control.
All right, the BJ, Jamie Morty Show. We'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Well, I like people to stay active late in life.
Can you turn that down a little bit?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So, you know, I like that the girls get out there. You know, stay active. You know, you're getting up there in years and go out and compete. I like it.
Let me explain. So somebody texted us and said, hey, do you guys mind to do a shout out to the Netherlands senior girls volleyball team? They won their senior game night. And I was like, oh, cool. And I told BJ, so at the beginning of Tabloid Trash, I'm going to give a shout out to the Netherlands senior girls volleyball team. And he's like, a bunch of old ladies play volleyball?
It could be Phyllis and the girls.
Phyllis.
Yeah, out there playing some volleyball, man. Spike it in your face.
Oh, my God.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Blocking at the net.
They left out the word high school. I didn't know. I thought it was a bunch of senior women out there playing volleyball.
Anyway, shout out to the Netherlands senior high school volleyball team.
Next time, put high school in.
Oh, my God.
It confused me.
Today is a day. It is a day. They're saying, and I don't know if it's true or not, they're saying Kanye West now might be in financial disarray. I guess he just sold one house that he had for $34 million. Don't know how you could be in financial duress with $34 million in your pocket.
He's a billionaire.
And then he just sold his Wyoming ranch for $14 million to the family that he bought it from. It's 6,713 acres. The family bought it back, and they said that it's just a mess. They said
kidding.
Yeah, they said the ranch.
Didn't he try to start like a compound or something up there?
Yeah.
And built all these weird looking structures up there?
Yep, and they said the inside is just, it's just bad. So everybody's wondering why he's, you know, offloading all these different properties. And some people are saying it's because he's in financial turmoil. I don't know. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, but.
They're saying that he owes a lot of unpaid taxes too.
Ooh, that'll get you.
Yeah.
That
and
interest.
Lawsuits.
That interest, whew, on taxes?
I know.
Oh,
been there, done it.
My God.
Yeah.
You know that they'll just take all of your money out of your bank account, won't even tell you?
Sure will.
Until it's gone?
They'll take your house, your car,
they'll
whatever.
Take it all. That's why I have Ron Willis. Thank you, Ron, for changing my life.
I got that
Ron
situation.
Ron Willis is my CPA.
Who's Ron Willis?
Ron Willis.
Oh, Willis.
He's
who's
my
Ron?
CPA.
Oh.
And guess what?
Did a great job.
He turned it all around.
I went to one of those places that lowers it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
One of those when you're in, like, you're like this close to going to jail.
Yeah.
Those places, right?
Yeah.
And they did a terrific job. I mean, I got off the hook from, like, I don't know, $30,000 down to like $4,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they do?
Wow. They
I've
did
always
a
heard the
splendid
ads for those.
Job. Now, I'm sure there's some shady ones out there, but mine worked out for me.
Son of a gun, I paid the full price.
Yeah, you should have gone to them. Yeah, so much for Ron.
I love Ron Willis. He's a great guy. You zip it.
He should have directed you in that direction there.
I'm sure there's some kind of catch. Because
yeah,
I
don't know what it was.
I think if you have like an income, they're not going to settle with you. They're going to be like, yeah.
Well, mine was a whole different situation. It had to do with money from alimony and stuff. Mm. So it was very complicated. It wasn't just me.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Anyway, hey, BJ told us that there's a big rift going on between the Broncos and Russell Wilson.
Uh-huh. Well, the head coach, that Sean Payton guy, you know, he's the one who didn't like Russell when he was here, and he benched him. And he was ready to trade him and basically told him he'd never shop at his store at DIA. Is what he told him. And so they kind of got into it. So we traded him. And then just a couple of days ago when we played the Giants, he said, our coach said, that you could tell there was a spark with that team ever since they put a new quarterback in there to replace Russell.
And Russell
said, whoa,
no,
buddy.
Russell went ugly and went really ugly. Not only did he call him classless, but he said, I didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years after through the media. Now, if you don't remember what happened, Sean Payton was he was suspended, and I think even fined from the NFL because supposedly he had players hurt other players.
Going him. After him.
He'd pay him to go out and hurt somebody.
Yeah, and it was called bounty hunting.
Yeah,
and Russell just went, oh my God, he went low, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he did. He went back after that, huh?
Didn't realize.
I didn't see that part.
Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media.
They hate each other.
Yeah, that was on what account was that?
That was on his Twitter, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, take that.
Oh, that's
low blow.
Bringing up the bounty hunting. We tried to make that one go away.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah, we don't talk about that around here.
No. Kristen Cavallari and Lauren Conrad are friends. Yay, I'm so excited about this. I think Kristen Cavallari is even going to wear Lauren Conrad's jeans. If you know, you know. Okay, anyway, here's number four.
I filmed the Laguna Beach reunion, which was awesome. Lauren and I are friends. It was such a great time.
Cathartic, even.
It really, I'm not trying to be cheesy, but like it really was healing in a lot of ways. It was very therapeutic. If I'm being completely honest, I didn't actually want to do it. And I'm really, really happy that I did. It was such a great experience. And just a nice way, I think, to end the whole like Laguna Beach of it all.
Aren't you happy they're friends? Oh, yeah. My God, it's been going on for so long. It's
One day I hope that our coach and Russell Wilson can do the same thing.
Yes.
Put it back together again.
That is
you know?
So, yes.
Yeah, come back together again.
Oh, my gosh.
Kumbaya.
Right?
They got to do some therapy.
Mm-hmm. If Kristen and what's her name again? Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren. Yeah.
If they can do it, then the coach can do it.
Lauren Conrad has jeans at Kohl's.
She does?
Yeah.
Huh.
She has a whole collection.
Really?
Yeah. Lauren Conrad collection.
Now, is it hip? Is it
it's pretty cool? It's pretty cool.
Good stuff.
She does a pretty good job, right. I'm going to say, for Kohl's.
I haven't been to Kohl's in a while.
You haven't?
No.
What's going on there?
Well, they got rid of the Mark Anthony collection.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You know, I love tight jeans.
Speaking of clothing, Rihanna lost $36 million on her collaboration with Louis Vuitton. That's a shame. $32 million. I guess they launched it during the pandemic, and now it's just being reported that she lost $36 million, and then Louis Vuitton lost $33 million.
That seems rare to me. That you get a name like Rihanna,
yeah.
And you put it with clothing, and it seems like it works every single time for everybody, right? But for her to lose, it just seems, I don't know what went wrong here.
Well, it says it was because of the COVID. Let's see here. It says it flopped and closed down in 2021 due to the pandemic. Due to traveling restrictions during COVID, Rihanna couldn't see any of the, she couldn't get to Paris. She couldn't pick out the designs, blah, 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 making the products. And that's what they're blaming it on. But somehow I feel like, because all those people have really smart people working for them, I'm sure it was a huge write-off, or they got a stipend from the COVID. Remember when COVID gave out money?
Yes. Yeah. I don't buy the COVID thing.
I think she's going to be fine.
I think they're just looking for an excuse.
Well, didn't we learn that billionaire Jay-Z even got COVID money?
I think so.
Like, and all again, these people got COVID money.
But again, those are things you see on the internet, and you don't know if it's true or not.
I believe it.
You do?
I do.
Jay-Z?
Yes.
He'd get COVID
he
money.
He got COVID money.
Yeah, $2.1 million.
$2.1 million for a billionaire.
I wish I knew how to do stuff like that. You know, scam.
Right? Yeah. $2 million. COVID money. What'd you get?
Nothing. Zero.
I got some cool stuff.
What'd you get?
I got the feet that go one way and feet that go this way, and I put them in my garage.
Feet to
the
sign. Oh, the stickers.
Yeah, the stickers from our elevator.
Yeah. Telling people which direction to go.
Yeah, they're in my garage because I think they're a pretty fun thing.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's not 2.1 million, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that you got the feet.
I framed the letter that we got that said we were essential.
Oh, you framed
Remember
that?
Remember that?
Yeah.
If we got like pulled over, we just flashed it to the cops. We'd be like, I'm an essential worker.
Mm-hmm. Essential.
No kidding.
I do miss the days where I could go 120 miles per hour to work.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, 5 a.m. in the morning and there's obviously nobody on the road. Not even cops were on the road. And you could full throttle it.
I think the best thing for me is you could call in sick anytime you wanted. And they could not question you for a moment. In fact, if they did question you, it was almost lawsuit material.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you could call up and say, I'm not feeling so well today. And you were off the hook. Not only could you stay home, they would give you 2 weeks, 14 days.
Quarantine yourself.
Yeah.
I do feel bad about all the people I killed on my airplane back from St. Louis.
Yeah. That was a bad move. Although when you look back on it, I don't think you really jeopardized that many people. I think at that time it was a horrible move.
I felt really bad.
Very selfish on your part.
I need to get back here.
I know you did. But you were loaded up with the virus when you got on that airplane and knew it.
You guys, it's still the funniest thing. It was the weirdest thing. I'm at St. Louis Airport. I order one of those big German pretzels, right? And a beer.
And I'm waiting for my flight. And I take a drink of the beer. I was like, what? It's flat or something. It doesn't taste right. So I asked her if I could have a different one. It tastes the same. It's so weird. So I took a bite of the pretzel. I dipped it in mustard. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. Couldn't got taste covers. Anything. Oh, you know, man.
I just thought I had a head cold.
And for some reason, they got to serve beer to this, you know, tube full of people. They got to serve beer and food, pretzels. And
no,
you
I was
have,
at the
you
bar.
Take your
I was
mask
at the
down.
Bar. I was at the bar.
Oh, you were at the bar?
Yeah. I was at the bar.
Well, even the planes, though, they still served.
Oh, yeah. They totally did.
Yeah.
I got yelled at so many times for my mask on the airplane. I'm like, oh, my God. The bitchy, bitchy people. Anyway, oh, remember I even got yelled at the Chargers game.
The Bronco game, yeah.
Oh, my God. That person was so mean.
You almost got thrown out of there.
I did. Because Michelle and I were sitting right by each other, and we had our masks down because we were eating. And the guy comes over and he's like, punch it. And I was like, I was sitting next to her in a freaking Ford pickup truck.
I got banned.
Oh, that's right. From United.
I got a 6 months banned.
That's
from
right.
From United Airlines.
You sure did.
I couldn't find anywhere that they flew.
But yeah, that's right. I forgot about
that.
Yeah,
they put me on the watch list.
Yeah, you win. You win.
Yeah, I was a scoundrel. Yeah.
Anyway, we reflect. Days. Isn't that lovely? All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablo Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. This is from that K-pop, right?
Yes.
Golden?
Yes.
Yeah, man, oh, man. This is extremely popular right now. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show, we're back after this.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Yeah, it's called K-pop. And it's on Netflix. Man, oh man, is that thing very, very popular right now?
Yeah, hold on. Man. I have a story about it. Stand
you do?
By. Yeah. Stand by.
K-pop.
Yeah, I'm
the little characters are at McDonald's, by the way, in the Happy Meals.
Yeah, and then I guess, who's the maker of games? What's their name? You know, like Monopoly and stuff.
Mattel?
Yeah, I guess Mattel is coming out with a ton of all different kinds of games, electronics, toys, all this stuff. They said that this is going to be one of those brands that last forever.
Yeah. So and the timing's perfect, too.
Yeah.
Because K-pop, they're saying the characters from K-pop. Now, I've never seen the show, but I've seen the characters because we've got them in the Happy Meals.
Demon Hunters.
What are they again?
It's K-pop Demon Hunters.
Right. Yep. These Demon Hunters are like the number one costume right now for Halloween. You can't hardly find them, in fact. They're very scarce out there. They should have made more. They made a lot more money.
It says K-pop Demon Hunters inks a deal with Mattel.
Oh.
You know it's going to be huge.
Yeah, just in time
and
for
Hasbro.
Christmas, too.
Oh, from Mattel and Hasbro. Under major licensing deal.
Wow.
Yep, so you're right in time for Christmas.
It's huge, and it's going to be just in time for Christmas. By the way, I saw where Toys R Us are going to be open before Christmas.
Oh,
they're
cool.
Back in Thornton. Yeah, they've got six stores, I think, opening across the country. One of them right here in Colorado, in Thornton. And they say it's going to be open first week in November.
I have PTSD from Toys R Us.
Why?
Because my friend and I, we were adults. We're like in our 20s.
Yeah.
And we thought it would be funny, and I sat in a big wheel, you know, on display.
Yeah.
And I got stuck in it.
They have to pry you out of there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Had to call security or what?
I was walking
medics?
Around. I was walking around with a big wheel, like, just on me. It's kind of sad.
We've all tried it. We all have. I mean, come on. If you've got a big wheel, adults have all tried that.
Yeah.
Okay?
I thought I could
so
fit.
Don't feel so
I was
bad.
Really skinny.
I want to ride Little Debbie's Jeep so bad.
So bad, right?
So bad.
We
I'm
all
going
do.
To one day.
We all do.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget to get your Alice in Winterland tickets. They're available at alice1059.com. Going to be a huge show December 6th at Belco Arena. There at Belco, we will be there with Teddy Swims, Neon Trees, American Authors, all on stage. It's going to be crazy, a fun event. Get your tickets.
Got it.
There are tickets available, too.
Yeah, yeah, but I not saw, very many.
We were talking about money a few minutes ago with, who was it, Kanye West? Is he broke?
Yeah, right.
And then we talked about Rihanna. She's lost millions of dollars in some fashion thing that she was doing.
Collab is what they call
it. Oh, do you see where Travis Kelce yesterday says he's bought 9% of Six Flags? Let me repeat that, okay? Travis Kelce, who's about to marry Taylor Swift, said he loves amusement parks, always been a big fan of Six Flags over Georgia, Six Flags over Colorado, whatever.
We don't have one.
He's bought.
There's one in St. Louis. There's one in Los Angeles. There's.
It used to be here. It used to be Elitch Gardens.
Oh, it was.
It was Six Flags.
Yeah, it was part of Six Flags. And it was called Six Flags at one time.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Years ago. But I don't know what it is today. But he's bought nine. That's a pretty good chunk of change.
How many are there?
I don't know. Carson, can you look them up real quick?
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're worth. But they didn't say how much money he put into it. They just said 9%.
Huh.
Six Flags. He owns roller coasters.
42 parks.
Holy cow!
In the U.S.
It says the company lists 27 amusement parks, 15 water parks, nine resort properties in its portfolio. Wow. The number of official gates is often cited as 42, but 56 total properties.
So how long is it going to be before we see a ton of pictures of he and his soon-to-be wife at Six Flags?
I know. Wow.
They're going to be promoting the crap out of that thing.
That's so funny.
Is that wild?
That is wild, right?
You could have asked me yesterday, say, hey, you know, Travis Kelce's worth X amount of dollars. What do you think he should invest in? Or what do you think he would invest in? I would never come up with the amusement park at all. Would you?
Oh, my God. You know, I because we went to St. Louis all the time. Our neighbors always went, and they always took me with their daughter. And I was so irritated about those cars being on that track. Why are we pretending that we were driving? It's you know that track underneath it that keeps it straight?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That is a bunch of crap when you're like 8 years old.
It's a rail.
It is a rail. That's the right word.
Then you have the wheels that keep you within that rail, you know?
And I'm driving like a 1950s car, right? On this rail. And then I take my hands off of it. Oh, so scary. I hated that thing. Sorry, I'm angry.
Jamie, it's supposed to be a place
of
fun.
Sorry.
Getting all worked
up. It was just
up.
A lie. I wasn't driving. Like, all I do is push the gas.
Oh, you can turn loose of the wheel.
Yeah.
You just sit back and watch that thing. Womp, womp, womp,
it was
womp,
all
back
a lie.
Back and forth, right?
It was all a lie. Sorry.
I just can't imagine going to Six Flags in St. Louis or somewhere and seeing Travis Kelce there.
That is a bizarre investment.
The crazy thing is the shares shot up 15% as soon as it was announced.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's got a steakhouse, right?
Yeah.
In Kansas City, and now he's into Six Flags.
Well, he has beer and potato chips, too.
Oh, he's got a beer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He and his brother, right?
Yeah, they have garage beer, they have garage chips, and also he has clothing.
Football's not going to last forever.
Exactly.
You got to sink your money somewhere. Yeah. When you've got that kind of money, I guess you're just looking for opportunities, right?
I guess. Wow. That's Six Flags.
He went with roller coasters. Go, buddy. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday. The forecast looks pretty good. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's fall, y'all. It's fall. But.
What?
We could get some snow.
Are you sure?
No. Nah.
Because somebody said that.
Nobody's sure.
Somebody said that they looked at the forecast and they thought you were crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kylie Burse over there at Fox 31 says by Monday morning, we're going to get precip. And part of it could be snow.
On Monday. You sure?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. That's what she said.
Right.
Now, she didn't say that it's going to absolutely happen. She just said it could be.
Okay. All right.
And
okay.
That's what I'm saying. All I'm right. just saying
okay.
could.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
All right. So what are you reading over there?
Oh, great news for you.
Okay. Go right
ahead. It's a list of things that prove your wife absolutely respects you 100%.
Say that again.
It's a list. It's a list of things that if your wife doesn't do this, if she doesn't do these things, then she completely respects you.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So, all right. Got it.
So I was looking at this and I was like, oh my God, your wife is like madly in love with you and totally respects you.
This is such...
Well, like what, though?
Okay, so first of all, she never complains about your family.
No.
Nope, she doesn't complain.
No family.
She never points out your faults or your flaws.
Well, what's the next one?
She doesn't compare you or brag about other men compared to you.
Well, there is that John Mayer guy.
Yeah, she's obsessed with him.
Yeah, he can really play that guitar.
She never criticizes your appearance.
Well. Well.
And she never humiliates you by telling others your embarrassing moments in life.
Well. So one out of six.
That's pretty good.
One out of six.
That's pretty good.
Don't talk about my family, okay?
Right?
She doesn't.
And she doesn't. No. She doesn't. No.
Oh, boy, but, those other five.
But, you know, woo. Well, anyway.
Well, thanks, Jamie.
She has mad respect for you, according to my
sure
my
appears
study.
You really enjoy feeding that line to
sorry,
me.
Sorry, sorry.
Every one of those,
sorry.
Right?
Sorry.
Sure appears
you know what
one.
I was thinking, though, about this?
Yeah.
What woman that's married doesn't do some of these? I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, listen.
Well, I'll bet you Bree does it.
I bet she does. I bet she totally does. Like, are you going to wear that? Has she ever said that to you?
Oh, yeah. She's told me there's a couple shirts in my wardrobe that I cannot wear unless I'm in the house.
And then she does
so maybe
tell
so.
She does tell people about, like, something stupid you've done. Like
oh,
her
yeah.
friends,
yeah.
for sure.
Okay, so right? everybody's
yeah.
done it.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this yeah. list is really... And, like, I know something I did when I was married that was really bad. And it was... And I needed to stop, and he even asked me to stop, so I decided to stop.
Yeah.
But it's hard, is comparing him to other people. Because it made me crazy that he didn't know how to fix anything or do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an orthopedic...
But you know that going in.
But you think, like, you're an orthopedic
surgeon. That's what I don't
understand. Like, you can figure stuff out. Like, you... How can you put a nail in drywall without a stud behind it? You put nails in bones. A stud is like a bone.
But Jamie, my point is this, that you marry somebody and you know what they are capable and what their strengths are and what their weakness is.
Right.
And you know that. And it's not going to change over time.
But
you
think
knew
it will.
Going in.
You think that they will change. You think that you can change them. And you think they will become better people. And they just don't.
But that's not their fault.
It doesn't.
It's not their fault they don't change
don't
and learn to put a nail in.
You don't understand women. We think in our heads, like, we will fix you.
Yeah. And it never
it's
works.
True.
You
know,
it's and so it never works.
So disappointing.
Still yeah. broken.
It's so
still
and
broken.
Then you wind up hating us anyway.
Yeah. 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 Resentment. Oh, just festers.
Oh. Well, shame it didn't last. Between you two.
I know.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. We're there live and the podcast. Anything you miss on the show today. I got a dilemma.
What's your dilemma? Dilemma.
We have a new shipment of bags.
Oh.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show bags.
Well, that's remember been a while.
Remember the tote bags?
I forgot all about those suckers.
Well, we're not fast around here, okay? But we do have a new shipment
nice.
That have come in. So I get a phone call from Tricky Vicky yesterday.
Okay.
She said, hey, Beige, you got some bags here. What do you want to do?
Nice.
I said, well, I don't know. I've got a dilemma here. And I explained to her. I said, look, Jamie and I, there was a real vibe on these bags about, what, 2 months ago?
Yep.
And then we couldn't get bags. And then it kind of went downhill, right?
Well, you can't do anything with them if you don't have them. It didn't even go downhill. It just was non-existent.
Stopped.
Yeah.
All there right. you go. So I begged. I came in to the studio every day and begged, please buy us bags. Well, they finally have bought bags. But I guess it took a while. Get them printed, blah, blah, blah. Get them here. So they finally come in. And so I'm thinking, well, what do we do now? Do we actually do another tote bag drop? Or do we just start taking them to events and just kind of, pass them out, you know,
get a little
slowly.
Where's your enthusiasm? Where's your,
well,
I mean, first of all, this first time I'm hearing we got bags. And secondly, I'm the one that used to act like you don't have the enthusiasm.
Well, here's my dilemma, though. I don't know if you, listening to the program, if you still have an interest in the bags, okay? If you do, I'd love to hear from you, because you could get me all stoked up and ready to go again if you wanted. But I got to hear from you, because I don't know what the vibe is with the audience.
Here's my thought. Right. Because every year I went through this when my kid was little.
Okay.
This would make the perfect Halloween bag. We got to do it before Halloween.
What do you mean? Halloween bag?
You know, trick-or-treat bag.
Oh, trick-or-treat bag.
Yeah, because every
year.
Okay,
there you go. There's an angle.
Because every year, you know, we tried the orange bucket, but then those overflow. Those don't hold hardly anything, right? Then we do the pillowcase, but that doesn't have like a handle, right?
Yeah.
So these actually are perfect for trick-or-treating.
I get you.
I'm a genius.
Yeah. Plus.
Wait, stop. Let's just realize what a genius I am. Just take that in for a minute. Halloween bags. Hello.
You're a genius. Jeepers. Listen.
But I mean, you're Jamie, not even taking it in how big this is.
It's great.
This is
it's
so great.
Great. It's great.
Like, I mean, I'm finally on board with the bags. I just thought of something amazing.
Carson.
Isn't this amazing?
Yeah. She's a genius.
Aren't I a genius?
Genius.
Brilliant.
My God. Oh, my God. Every parent's going to be like, oh, my God, Jamie, you're a genius. Yes, we struggle with that every year. What kind of bag are we going to use for trick-or-treating? Boom. Oh, my God.
We got you back,
you
right?
You know what? My day here is done.
Listen.
I'm peacing out.
Listen, genius. Listen to me, okay? She also said to me yesterday, this is Tricky Vicky, of course, right?
Yes.
Tricky Vicky says to me, she says, not only, BJ, do I have your bags, but I've got you a place to go. King Supers says that you can come to their parking lot. They don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
And I said, what? She said you can go to their parking lot. So just pick something out and go to it. They don't care.
Can you call her and tell her what a genius I am? Will you call her?
Hey, can you get Tricky Vicky on the line real quick?
Tell her I'm a genius.
I don't really want to do this, but Jamie won't shut up about the genius thing unless we get her on the air. Can we get Tricky Vicky real quick?
All right, so we're going to be at King Supers, right? Before Halloween, right?
Well, I don't. Getting the cart ahead of the horse here, okay?
Wait, what's that?
You're putting the cart before the horse.
Never heard of that.
You've never heard that term?
No. What does that mean?
That means that you're getting ahead of yourself.
There's a cart in front of my horse.
Well, you're not exactly a genius, are you?
I've never heard that dumb quote.
That's a saying that you don't put the cart in front of the horse.
Whatever.
The horse goes first.
Well, I'm going first. And here's the deal.
Listen.
We need to do this before Halloween. Hey, focus on me.
I hear you. Trick-or-treat bags. I get what you're saying, okay? It's not that complicated. Well, I'm just saying.
We're going to do it after,
aren't
we?
Oh, wait a minute.
We're
going to
do it after, aren't we?
Hang on a second. Is that her?
We need to do it. We need to do it before Halloween.
Hold on. It's ringing. Hold on.
Wait a second. Let's
you're
talk
probably waking
bit.
Her up.
Well, you're the one that said to get her on the line that you want her to know that you're a genius. Man, oh, man. You're
it's still
killing
ringing.
Me today.
Hold on.
She's not there.
She doesn't want to be a
no,
part of this.
Yeah. Voicemail.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So here's the deal.
Before Friday.
All right. All right.
Next Friday. Before that.
I hear you. God. Listen. Before next Friday, Halloween, trick-or-treat bags,
yes.
BJ and Jamie tote bags.
Yes,
are
bags.
You all in? You,
yes.
you listening
yes.
to the show. Not you. You listening to the show. All right, text NATO at 303-222-5423. Is the demand still there for the BJ
That's
and Jamie tote bag?
The question
are you
is Jamie a genius? 303
That is not the question. All right, answer both. Are you fired up for the bags?
Yes.
Then you can throw in there, Jamie's a genius.
Thank
if
you.
It makes her
Thank
happy.
You.
If it makes her happy.
Halloween
trick or treat.
Tote
okay.
bags.
I'm sure
Halloween
if I have... I'm sure if I'd had more time from yesterday to today and maybe a couple of more days that I would have come up with a tote bag too, being a trick-or-treat bag. I just didn't put a lot into it because...
This is amazing. Halloween right. tote bags. Yes.
If we
you
do...
You are welcome.
If we do a Halloween BJ and Jamie tote bag drop next week before
Halloween. Friday.
Halloween.
Yes.
Are you into it, people? Mm-hmm. Are you into it? Are you ready for it? Are you gonna? You want to show up? We'll pick a King Supers, probably, and not far from here, just to give it a test run. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Look, everybody's saying, yep, I'm
people
genius.
Are all about it.
Yep.
They want the bags.
Yep. The Halloween
Do you
tote
want
bags?
The bags? They because want. I mean, we could easily just blow this off and forget about it.
The answer
Take
yes.
the bags to bar bingo, pass out a couple, you know, do it that way.
Give the people what they want. Halloween tote bags and Jamie's a genius.
Except for the part where the cart before the horse thing.
It's a saying. It's a saying.
That's what they're telling me on the text.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show, 303-222-5423. Do you want...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The bags.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I didn't know which way this tote bag thing was going to go because it had been a while since we'd done it. I didn't know if all the luster had, kind of gone away from this thing, but it appears that you guys want it.
Well, especially since they're Halloween tote bags.
Halloween?
Yeah.
Halloween? Yes, you're a genius. Halloween tote bags.
Yeah.
Give them away. We have tons of them, okay? And I guess we can do it next week. We'll pick a day. I don't know, Wednesday, Thursday, before Halloween.
Before Halloween.
So you can have a Easter, or not Easter, Halloween bag.
Oh, we'll do Easter bags too.
For your trick-or-treating, okay? So, genius idea.
Thank you very much.
Man, look at the people.
Yeah, they like the
They're begging again for these bags.
Well, no, they're just begging for it for Halloween. That's why.
All right. Then we'll put it together.
Uh-oh. Who's calling?
That's somebody else calling
me. Who's calling you? Oh my God.
A scam likely?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't get my phone open so I can turn off the radio.
What? What do you mean?
My fingers are too fat.
Oh.
And I can't get them in there to.
Hey, I just wanted to thank the. I was somewhere. I was down in Castle Rock and thank the fire department down in Castle Rock.
What'd they do? Put your fire out?
Well, no. Listen, this is what happened. So my phone got stuck. I don't know what happened. It just got stuck and it was wide open. And then I was hitting it and doing all this stuff. Well, the fire department was in front of Lowe's, right?
Yeah.
And my phone called 911. And I couldn't do anything. It was just stuck and it's calling.
It locks.
Yeah, it locked up calling 911. So I ran over to the fire department, women and men, and I was like, "Dude, my phone is calling you right now. I just want you to know I'm fine. Everything's fine." And so then the lady did all the. So here's what you do: if your phone won't turn off or it locks, listen to this. What's wrong? What?
Go ahead.
So if your phone won't turn off. Yeah. Because it wouldn't even turn off. And she tried it. The firewoman tried to turn it off. It wouldn't even turn off. And she's like, "Man, you're stuck on the Lowe's app. They did you dirty." I was like, "Yeah, exactly." Yeah. So it wouldn't turn off. It wouldn't do anything. Here's what you do. You push the volume up button for 2 seconds. Then you push the volume down button for 2 seconds. And then you push the button on the right for 2 seconds. And it clears your phone and it starts all over.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's like a reset. Yeah.
Up for 2 seconds, down for 2 seconds, and then the side button for 2 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, oh man, that Jamie White will do anything to beat a fireman, won't she?
Call 911.
That's what I was thinking as you're telling the story. I'm like, man, she'll do anything to beat a fireman, won't she? That's that girl. She'll go running from Lowe's. Oh, hey, I'm calling you.
But I did learn something new.
I've done that in bed before. Take the phone to bed and dial 911. You know, you have that emergency on your phone and hit that and then start calling.
Oh, God.
You're going, "Oh, my God, what do I do now? What do I do now?"
Yeah, I was terrified. I was like frozen. I didn't know what to do because I'm calling 911. And I'm like, "Thank God the fire department's here. I'm just going to go over and tell them, like, call Douglas County. Tell them, like, no, there's not an emergency."
What'd they do? They just told you how to turn it off. That's it?
Yeah, that was it.
You got to figure, they get hundreds of those calls a day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're a bunch of buffoons. We have these phones. So, these phones automatically dial, so you got to figure they're getting them.
My friend, she works at Kaiser, and she said that they accidentally call 911 all the time because their fax machine starts with 9, and then you push 9 to get out of Kaiser, and then you start with 1.
1.
And then they'll accidentally hit it again.
Yep.
Oh, see, that's just poor planning right there.
You got to figure, and I say hundreds. They probably get 1,000 a day.
For sure. Yeah.
Just morons like us.
I know, right?
Right? Oh, all right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show, you have spoken the bags. The BJ and Jamie tote bag. We'll bring them back next week just in time for Halloween.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I don't care what you think about Scott Disick. He is freaking funny.
What did he do?
Scott Disick, you know, from the Kardashians. He was married to...
Courtney.
Yep. Good job, BJ.
Yeah, he was Courtney's.
Yeah, so you know how Kim Kardashian got on a podcast and said, I'd like to know more, like, you know, stuff about, like, life and, like, you know, like, for example, like, how much a gallon of, like, milk costs. Remember
yeah,
she said
I do
that?
Remember that.
She didn't know how much a gallon of milk cost.
She needed to learn more about what normal people know, you know?
And she said, for example, she had no idea how much a gallon of milk costs. So Scott Disick is walking around with a gallon of milk and taking pictures with it. And I'm dying. He set it by his little stand at the pool, his little side table.
Yeah.
He sat there and took a picture of it. He took it in a golf cart on the golf course.
Yeah. That's his buddy,
huh? I don't
know
why, I just think it's funny.
You know,
he's totally trolling her.
You got to figure he hates her.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it was his sister-in-law.
Yeah.
You know, she was in his ear all the time.
Yep.
He wasn't exactly a good guy himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He broke a lot of rules. Made the family look bad, they think, you know.
But it's so funny. That is just trolling her hard.
Yeah.
He's just taking his little buddy, the milk gallon milk jug. Oh my God! And in fact, they took a picture of him. He's coming out of a grocery store with like 4 gallons of milk.
You know, Kim's already called Courtney. Said Courtney, you got to call Scott. Tell him to stop.
Stop it.
He needs to stop. That's not funny.
Oh my God! She doesn't know how much a gallon of milk costs. But you know what? In all sincerity, I don't either. And not because I'm wealthy, just because I don't buy milk.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, that's the only reason. All right. So listen to this. I'm excited about it. Did you guys see that on HGTV and Magnolia Network, Fixer Upper with Chip and Joanne is going on the road?
No.
Yeah, Fixer Upper is going on the road. Guess where they're going?
Mississippi?
Colorado.
Oh, Mississippi wasn't a good
guess. No, listen. It's a 3-part series, and they're going to be at a Colorado mountain house. They don't tell us exactly where they're going to be. But, so I guess they're fixing up a 1960 mountain home in Colorado. So it's a three-part series, and I don't know.
Sounds like they stole Rico's gig.
Oh, yeah, right?
It doesn't. It sounds like Rico to the rescue.
Yeah, it does.
It seems like that his show went away, and they're like, hey, let's go to Colorado, get a mountain home.
Yeah, that's
it. It sounds like that.
It does. You're kind of right. You're right.
If I'm Rico, I'm like, whoa.
Wait, what just happened?
Hey.
The new show expands the Fixer Upper franchise beyond their home base in Waco, Texas for the first time ever. Wow. First time ever.
They're snot for doing that to Rico. We like Rico.
I'm sure some of these people that are on HGTV, like Rico and all them, are watching Chip and Joanna going, what? They're like billionaires. And even the Property Brothers. Billionaires.
Those guys are all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
the key is to have a woman on there that can beat up her husband.
The Property Brothers are two brothers.
That's the real secret to their success, is that she is just nonstop on the Chip. I feel so bad for Chip.
Well, you do have a point. He does build something, then she's like, nah, I don't like it.
Oh, Jamie, I've not watched very many of their shows, but I watched one where he had to move a log. 4 times. Every time he'd move it, it didn't look right over there. So he'd have to go get the log. He was going to use it for like a mantle, but he'd have to move it from here to here. And she just wouldn't stop. And he just listens to everything she says.
Okay.
Yes, dear.
Okay, Joe. Jojo, or whatever he calls her, Joe.
I don't know. Yes, dear. Whatever, dear.
Right? Yeah. Carson, what's going on at 104th and Kittredge?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out right now.
Right. Somebody just texted us and said there's cops and news stations all over the place at 104th and Kittredge. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Oh, but you did say that. What was that? Hello Kitty. What's going on with Hello Kitty?
I don't know. It's a food truck.
Hello Kitty food truck?
But they just said it was back. I don't know where it went. I don't know anything about it.
Do they sell fried cats?
I just saw it flash off. No, they sell like Hello Kitty merchandise, t-shirts.
Wow. Okay, all right.
You grab a burrito and a t-shirt, you know? I don't know how it works.
I don't know.
But I guess it was very, very popular at one time.
Gotcha.
I don't know what happened to it. Maybe truck caught on fire for all I know. Right? But it's back, they say.
Back, okay. Yeah.
And it's in Denver.
Okay.
It's downtown.
It's on a U.S. tour, it says. Yes, the Hello Kitty truck is back on a U.S. tour in 2025, bringing new merchandise and treats to celebrate Hello Kitty's 50th anniversary.
So it's a national thing?
I guess so.
I didn't know that.
So you can go to their social page, Hello Kitty Cafe Truck, and find out where they are. So right now they're going to be in Colorado, or they are. I don't know. All right. Anyway, moving on. This is super creepy. Suzanne Summers, widow, Alan has developed an AI twin of her, and it's named Suzanne AI Twin. Clever name. And it's kind of sad because he's like 89 and he's asking this thing questions, and I don't know.
It's a wife with a kill switch on it. I kind of like that part.
Man.
Wow.
Just shut her off, unplug her.
Oh, wow. God.
That way she's just there.
Wow.
She didn't say anything to you.
Wow. You want to unplug Lisa?
I'm just saying, he's got a wife now with a kill switch on it. It's not a bad thing.
How's it going at home?
Yeah, something must be going on here.
No.
Are you throwing shade?
No, I'm just saying.
Why that high voice? Anyway, here is the creepiness. Go ahead and play it one.
What's your favorite memory that we share?
Oh, there are so many. One of my favorites is when Alan and I were filming a cooking segment together a long time ago. We had a little mishap with the blender. Let's just say it didn't go as planned, and we ended up wearing more than the smoothie than we actually made. We laughed so hard, and it became a running joke in our house. It's those lighthearted moments that really bring us closer together.
Man, you get one of these and get your dog stuffed too? It's like you never lose your family. It's crazy.
Yeah, I feel sad because, I mean, she's learned, AI has learned everything, and to talk to him, I don't know, I don't like it. I just don't like it. I don't. It's not right. It's just not right. You know who I love the most, and that is Youngblood. I love me the Youngblood. Anyway, he's just great. He's just a great singer. But he said that his grandma, when he was growing up, he was really little, and his grandma told him that Rod Stewart was his grandfather. And so at one point, he saw a CD, and he was crying about it because he wanted to meet his grandfather. Anyway, here it is, number two.
Me nan was always a very imaginative lady. Me nan would lie to me. She'd put me in a foot bath and lie to me and say that Rod Stewart was my grandfather. So up till about 9 years old, I thought Rod Stewart was my grandfather until I was in Asda, right? I was doing like the weekly shop with me nan.
Yeah.
And I remember by the checkout, I picked up a Rod Stewart CD.
That was granddad.
Yeah, and was like, no, proper like quivering lip, like, nan, when's granddad coming home?
Oh,
and everyone at the checkout started laughing at knowing that they'd caught my grandmother in a blatant lie.
And it might not be a lie.
No, and that was the day I found out that Rod Stewart was not, in fact, my grandfather.
Oh.
Isn't that sad?
It is sad. When's grandpa coming home?
And I guess Rod Stewart heard about this, and then he reached out to Youngblood and said, you can be my grandson.
Oh, look, Grandpa's got a song called Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Right?
Oh, that's so hot.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, you guys, if I knew that we had shares, like, you know, some companies give you shares in their company and all this stuff. If I knew that our company had $1 trillion worth of shares for me and wouldn't give it over, I'd be real mad.
Yeah.
Did you see that Elon Musk has been denied his $1 trillion in shares?
I did. You know, he'll eventually get that, though.
I don't know.
You gotta figure.
So far, it's a big no. Both the funds that they're in, the fund managers have said, nope, not today, too big.
Yeah.
They're worth $1 trillion, and they're saying,
no. Well, think about it. No human being should have $1 trillion.
Well,
I mean, that's a lot of money. I mean, a billionaire, okay, I'll give that to you. But a trillion?
I mean, but he did earn it.
Well,
I mean, he did start the company, and people like me bought shares, and he should get, like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, he's wealthy. But, yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
I think he'll eventually get it because I'm with you. I think he started it. It was his idea. He, you know, made all the right moves, and he made a lot of money. So.
Well, and I guess he never got the $58 billion payout he was supposed to get from last
year.
Yeah. That is, I'd be mad. I'd be real mad.
Yeah, I would too.
Wouldn't you be mad?
Oh.
I'd be, excuse me, you have a trillion of my dollars?
Oh. When we don't get back like $50, we get mad.
Dude, well, I'm not even talking
you know?
About stock market.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, just one reminder. I wanted to tell you guys, speaking of money, if you had a Capital One 360 Performance Savings Account, again, Capital One 360 Performance Savings Account, you're going to get some money. I guess Capital One ripped off some people and didn't pay them the right amount of interest, and so there's like a huge payout for people.
No way.
Yeah. Did you have
Yeah,
one?
I've got one right now.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, it's Capital One 360 Performance Savings Account?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in the money. Go see if you Let's get like $19 or something.
Yeah.
I bet you get like $4.
Life changing.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, there you go.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Tableau Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie. Boom! We are on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Podcast after 10 o'clock. Anything you miss on the program, you get it right there. We are live on the Odyssey app. Put it on your phone. All right, what's going on?
All right, so this is what you guys are seeing all over the place. It says the Boulder County Sheriff's Office, with the assistance of, I mean, you should see all the law enforcement agencies that they have with them. 9 search warrants were executed this morning. Let's see here, at locations in Boulder, Adams, Denver, Westminster, Wheat Ridge, Federal Heights, and Johnstown. And it's ongoing investigation. There were 7 houses and 2 storage lockers. So Wow. That's what you're seeing all over the place. Yeah. I think it's a drug raid because one of the departments is the West Metro Drug Task Force. So that
tells, it's gotta be.
Yeah, I'm feeling like it's a drug raid too.
Man, what a bad day to get popped.
Yep. So
on
that's
a Wednesday
what you guys
morning.
Are seeing all
off
over the
to
place.
The big house.
Yeah.
So, got to see a judge by morning.
Oh my God.
Not a good scene, right?
Nope, not at all.
Let's talk about Carson for a
minute.
Oh,
dear
God. You know,
God.
I swear,
Quebec,
these,
it
you
says,
hockey fans.
Listen to me. Listen, BJ,
yeah.
You don't even know this.
What?
The
what,
jersey
what?
Says Quebec on it.
On the jersey, it says Quebec.
It says across your chest.
Canada.
Quebec.
Yeah.
We're not in Quebec.
It's a franchise. It's our history. It's our heritage. It's the 30th anniversary.
Well, it's 2025. Get over it.
It's also 3,000 miles away.
Yeah. Are you in Quebec? Do they play in Quebec?
Yeah.
Do you want to wear a shirt that says Quebec?
No.
It's, no.
It's where the Avs originated
no,
from.
No, but here's the thing. That's like saying St. Louis Rams or whatever, right?
Right.
Wearing a new St. Louis Rams to the LA games, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like they come out with a jersey that says St. Louis.
Yeah.
Or what was the Rams originally? Where were they from?
LA.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, then that doesn't work. Do something else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Like the Raiders, right?
Right.
They come out with an Oakland shirt in Las Vegas and it says Oakland across it. That doesn't make sense.
Makes no sense.
It's paying homage to the
sense?
Franchise.
So wait a minute. So here's what happened. So yesterday, jerseys went on sale to commemorate the history of the Avalanche and where they came from. Quebec. Right?
Quebec Nordiques.
And so everybody thought, man, these are collectors. You got to have one of these. People went just crazy over these jerseys yesterday and went out to buy them. Well, Carson's one of those crazy fans.
Yeah.
He decided to go down to Ball Arena, get in line, and wait and get his own jersey.
For an hour and a half.
For an hour and a half. He waits in line, $275 a pop on these jerseys. He goes in and gets two, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they sold out in 3 minutes online, so I was like, then I got the FOMO. I was like, well, I wasn't going to buy one. And I was like, man, I kind of want one. So I went down there, and I got one for me and my father-in-law.
Which is nice. That was nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But it was, I didn't think I was going to get one, because these, I mean, people were walking out. First off, they had a limit of 5 jerseys per person. So I was like, and the line was all, like, a mile long. There's no way. I thought I wasn't going to get one for sure, and I got in, and luckily I did. But people were just pushing each other, grabbing these things off the wall, off the hangers. It was insane.
You know what I just got from that?
What's that?
He and Bree are the same size.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true.
Because he just said, when he was telling the story, he said he got himself one. But when he told us the story off there, it was for Bree.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Yeah.
It's for both of us.
Oh, so you both get to wear it.
You guys share it? That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes we like to match when we go to the Avs game, so.
Well, you can't match. You have only one of those.
Well, I've got a throwback Nordiques jersey, but it's not like this one, so.
Yeah, it doesn't say Quebec on it.
And you got a discount because you're a season ticket holder. So so you really got a sweet deal.
So does that make sense? It's like the Las Vegas Raiders coming out with a new jersey and it says Oakland on the front.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Right? It doesn't make sense.
I get what you're saying, yeah. Like all of a sudden, everybody in Vegas rushes to get this Oakland shirt.
Yeah.
No, nobody wants it.
It doesn't make sense.
They don't really want it.
It's the history of our franchise.
What's the history of that franchise, too? I mean,
technically, the Quebec Nordiques are the Colorado Avalanche because they moved from Quebec to here.
So you're saying technically the Las Vegas Raiders are technically Oakland Raiders?
Yes, because that's where they originated from.
But that's kind of a disgrace to the city that our team here, in your eyes, is really a Canadian team.
Yeah.
It doesn't even belong here.
Yeah.
That's how you're saying it, and I don't think you want to look at it like that.
No.
As a citizen here in Denver and a sports fan, you're like, okay, screw them.
Yeah.
They had their chance. They blew it. Team moved. We now own them. Screw Canada.
No, it's
that's the way I would look at it.
It's paying respect to where we came from and our history.
Gotcha.
Mm.
That's what we look at it as.
An hour and a half.
As waited. Fans.
Just standing in line. On concrete, waiting.
It was hot, too.
They know this marketing scheme they have going to.
Yeah.
They know there are fans out there that they can sell this idea to, right? We can sell them on the heritage.
Yeah, that's a good
let's
one.
Let's do a jersey, a Canadian jersey, and it's all about where we came from and our heritage. Exactly. And we'll charge them $275.
I mean, it is brilliant marketing. It is. Yeah.
That's what it is.
What other themes jerseys do you have?
I've got a couple military jerseys, military night jerseys. Those are pretty sweet.
Yep.
And then I've got, of course, the retro jersey with the big C on it, the Colorado C with the Colorado colors, flag colors.
Yeah.
That was homage to Colorado, the history of Colorado.
Yeah. Nice.
It was awesome.
Where else have they been? I mean, we got, else have they been anywhere else?
No, just Quebec in here.
Well, then run out of ideas now.
All right, well, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got that in your collection.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's something you wanted. You got in line, you waited for it, and you got it. They didn't run out of
it. It was worth it, yeah.
I'll bet you.
No, of course.
You know,
you know what? It's a scam.
For that line that you were in and them selling out in 3 minutes online.
Wink.
Okay. Doesn't that seem a little suspicious that many people can wait in line and be offered up to 5 jerseys each, and they never run out.
They never ran out.
But online, they ran out in 3 minutes, Jamie.
Dun, dun, dun.
Doesn't that sound like there was trucks after trucks after trucks parked down there with nothing but jerseys?
My guess is I could still get one.
I don't think so.
I bet I could.
I don't think you can.
I'll bet you could.
I'm going to come in with wear one tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll bet you can. I'll bet you they have tons left over.
I mean, you waited an hour and a half and they still had enough.
I know. It was crazy.
Yeah.
No,
you're missing the point.
No, but when I went in there, I will say there weren't many left and it was pretty picked over.
No,
there wasn't many that you could see.
there in the
Because
back.
You even said to us, people coming out when you were back in the line said, hey, they're going fast. There's not many there. Right?
Yep.
And yeah. So that means they were restocking, man. They had trucks in the back. Hell, they had little old ladies back there sewing on those Quebec logos. They were back there pumping with their little,
listen,
you know.
You can't even get them online anymore, so I don't think they have.
You just got to know that little old lady putting that logo on there's all. They're back there making those things as you're buying them.
Oh, you God. Anyway, congratulations. Bottom
thank
line.
You. Thank yeah. you.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Just a heads up, the Mega Millions, $680 million. The drawing is Friday. Yeah. I heard they made some changes to that. They took out a ball or two, I think, from 25 balls down to 24 with the lucky ball or whatever they call it.
Huh. Yeah. I had not heard that they took out some balls.
Yeah.
Huh.
They removed a couple of balls. What? Yeah.
Who would have thunk?
$680 million. One of the biggest Mega Millions ever.
Nice.
Ever, ever. Now, we don't have that kind of money to give away at Bar Bingo, but you can bet you we're going to have all our balls there that night, too. We'll be there, ready to go.
That was quite the transition.
Now, if you've signed up for Bar Bingo,
yeah.
Look, they're reaching out to people this week. Now, you got a kickback letter. Said, hey, you're in. But it also said you'd hear from somebody from the radio station. And that's what we're doing this week. So don't freak out or anything.
What are you going as?
When? The Bar Bingo?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to probably be a lizard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That PJ mask costume I've got. I've worn that for about 3 or 4 years now.
I think I'm going to go with it. I don't have a go-to.
You've got your squirrel.
No, I can't find it.
You got Casper. Do the ghost thing. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to do bingo with a ghost sheet on your head.
Yeah. I mean, that's easy.
Yeah.
Obviously. But I think all I have is like that could cut up that's white is like fitted sheets.
You don't know where the squirrel is?
I can't find it. No, I don't know where the squirrel is. I might have thrown it out.
Yeah, you might have left it at a boyfriend's house.
I'm sure there's a nuts joke there, but I can't figure it out how to
you know, you wear it over there. Yeah, and then you forget to bring it back home.
But something about nuts. What would the joke be? There's a nuts joke there.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Something is.
I swear.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
I left my squirrel costume.
Look, she's still laughing about it.
No, it's like hysterical.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. I can just picture that furry tail down on the floor in his bedroom. And he's sitting there going, huh, she left her costume here.
Hey, you left your squirrel out there.
Hey, your squirrel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I kill myself.
Yeah,
I do. I'm going to have to play a song.
Nope. All right, fine.
Oh, man. Right there on the floor. Squirrel costume. He laughs. By the way, if you missed it this morning, the bags are back. Jamie is a genius.
I am a genius.
You can hear all that on the podcast. Yep. Just go there and get it from the Odyssey app. The bags are back.
Yes.
Tote bags in time for trick-or-treating. I mean, just go listen to it, okay? And we'll talk about it more tomorrow, though.
Got it.
All right, we got to get rid of these bags, too. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. A lot to do. We've got a float sitting out there that's bare that we need to really concentrate on and get some work done, okay? Now, I'm going to go home.
You said we? Yeah.
I'm going to go home, but you guys, come on now. Yeah. Let's knock this out today.
Oh, my God. I'm literally going to, what is it? Chin check you. I'm going to chin check you.
Chin check. Oh. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.